perhaps it was just a poor choice of words on Mitt Romney's part. Let me play this that comment for you again that you heard earlier. Flush with victory after his win in the Florida primary, Mitt Romney appeared on CNN yesterday morning and said this.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs a repair, I'll fix it.
Taken at its face, it could seem like a simple political gaffe or perhaps a tone-deaf critique of the state of America's working poor. But look at it in another light for a moment. It also reveals certain assumptions about that line between America's middle and lower classes and those so-called safety net programs that help protect some and not others. Joining us now to talk about it, David Shipler, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and author of The Working Poor. And also with us again, Alexandra Jaron, who's been an unemployed for 3 years. Good morning and welcome back, Alexandra.
Good morning.
Let me begin with you, David Shipler, because I want to go to this assumption that I just talked about, that we have a social safety net that protects the very poor. Is that an incorrect assumption?
Yes, it is, in a sense. The safety net, the term is misleading because it gives you the idea that someone falling from a great height hits this place where they bounce back up into comfort. And that certainly is not the case. Romney himself indicated that, well, if there are holes in it, he would close them. Well, there are such big holes that you could drive trucks through them. And I think that he's being a little casual when he thinks he can close them. It would take billions of dollars and a different kind of Republican Party to be willing to do that. So people, if we had a really good social safety net, we wouldn't have poverty, but we have 15% of the population in poverty, 46 million people, according to the Census Bureau, which actually uses an official poverty measure that's rather low. And then, as you indicated in your introduction, there's a line of it's a blurry line between those who are actually technically poor and those who are just above poverty and are struggling very much and may actually not be eligible for certain benefits such as Medicaid that people below the poverty line can get. So there is a big portion of the population now that's facing a tremendous amount of hardship and an inadequate safety net.
Well, Alexander, let me ask you, where do you define yourself? How do you define yourself? Do you consider yourself to be part of America's working poor?
I know I'm not working. I mean, I'm an independent contractor, so I can make money if the rest of the country or the rest of, let's say, the area that I can sell in has funds to buy, but nobody has funds to buy. I have been unemployed for 3 years. I'm poor, very poor. And to say that there's a safety net to catch anyone, it catches very few. I mean,
did it
when
catch you
say safety net, it conjures up an image of, for me, it conjures up an image of a net that may have been there and eroded and only has maybe an inch around the very outside, and everybody falls through it except for the very few that get caught on the edge.
But what about you, Alexandra? Have you fallen through? You feel as though there's no programs to support you?
Absolutely.
Give me some specifics of what it is that you needed to help you through unemployment that's not there.
I had no health care. It wasn't until I came back to Vermont that I got health care. To say that that there's Medicaid if you are very poor, that's very incorrect. If you're not within the very slim guidelines that say you have to be under 18, over 65, pregnant, with have children, or disabled. So if you lost your job, can't find a job, and, are otherwise, capable of working, and don't have this criterion, you have no health care.
Alexander Jaron, who has spoken to this many times before. She's been unemployed for 3 years, speaking to us from her home in Vermont. And let's go back to David Shipler, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and author of The Working Poor. And David, I wanted to go a little deeper into the comments you made earlier about that blurry line between the poor and the middle class. Mitt Romney made that distinction. He said he's not concerned about the very poor or the very rich. He's only concerned about the middle class in between. You say that's not a distinct category. Why?
Well, first of all, I thought he wanted to be president of all Americans. So that was a pretty shocking remark. Maybe it was a misstatement. But I think that the problem with the term middle class, it's become so squishy. Politicians love to talk about it, but it's very ill-defined. I mean, what are the income ranges? 35,000 to 150,000, 50,000 to 200,000. And what happens as people slide down toward the bottom of that area and face tremendous problems, as so many millions have faced in the last few years, particularly? And I think that the remark about Medicaid is a good point, because it's true. Every state has different criteria and all of that sort of thing, so you can't really generalize nationwide. But it's generally the case that if you are working and you're just above the eligibility area and your employer does not provide health benefits, or the premium is too high for you to pay, you just don't have health care. And that's a terrible problem for a lot of people who are working but are earning very, very low wages. And so the categories that we talk about are not very helpful. You know, when you talk about job creation, well, the question is, what kind of job? How much does it pay? How many hours a week do you get? Do you get benefits? I mean, there are many kinds of jobs. Some are really good and some aren't. And just creating jobs all by itself is not enough of a discussion. The other issue that really needs to be talked about is housing, and not just mortgages that are and people who are underwater, but the poor are lined up in huge numbers on waiting lists all over the country for public housing, for vouchers that allow the government to pay part of their rent on the private market. And people who don't have housing subsidies pay 50 to 70% of their income for rent often. And that's a big problem, because it has to be paid every month. The car payment, if you need to get to work, has to be paid every month. The electric bill does. You know, these are not optional payments. The part of the budget that can be squeezed by families like that is the food budget. And when that happens, often there's malnutrition. When there's malnutrition of children in the first 2 or 3 years of life, during that crucial period of brain development, there can be lifelong cognitive impairment. Right. There have been very good studies that have shown that they don't recover later.
That's true, and we'll have to leave it there. That's David Shipler, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and author of The Working Poor. Alexander Jaron, stay with us. Alexander Jaron has been with us before, unemployed for 3 years and an independent contractor in Vermont.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We want to return to the conversation that we're having about the very poor in America and our social safety net, coming off comments that Mitt Romney made yesterday on CNN, in which he said he's not concerned about the very poor because there's a social safety net to take care of them. And we want to get your stories about that social safety net. Was there a time when you needed it to catch you? Give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we return with Alexander Jaron, who has been unemployed for 3 years, now joins us from her home in Vermont. You know, Alexandra, author David Shipler, was talking just a moment ago about this blurry line between the middle class and the poor. And it seems to me as though that absolutely defines you. You have been middle class for the majority of your life. Is that not right?
Absolutely.
You have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And may I ask how old you are?
I'm 50.
So you have suddenly become poor at a time when I imagine you never intended to be so.
Absolutely not. I had no idea that it was even possible.
Did you have assumptions? Did you, like Mitt Romney, assume that there was a social safety net in the United States that helped?
No, I've been aware. I was very much aware. I have always been active in my community. I pretty much knew where the holes were and watched them get bigger and bigger. So it was frightful when I couldn't find a job. It was, I did what everybody said to do. I looked everywhere for a job because it was a big fear that I would wind up homeless, which in fact is exactly what happened. I was homeless until from July of 2010 until December of 2011.
So which part, Alexandra, which part of that net missing net, as you describe, is the most difficult to overcome? Is it the health care before you got health care in Vermont? Is it housing? Is it food?
It's all of the above. It's all of the above. You for a person such as myself, generally speaking, there's food stamps. Although different states have different criterions, and you know, in some states you qualify for 6 months, in some states it's as long as you need it, whatever the case may be. $200 a month, you have to stretch it. Groceries are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And the prices continue to go up. And as the prices continue to go up, it gets more and more difficult to survive.
Well, Alexandra Jaron, as always, we wish you the best of luck and hope things improve in the future. Unemployed for 3 years, joining us from Vermont. Thank you so much.
Thank you.